In the European Union, many countries have tightened security measures since September 11th, but the terrorist attacks have highlighted the absence of an EU-wide immigration policy. September 11th has also brought into the open the increasingly uneasy relationship between European societies and their Muslim immigrant populations. An estimated 15 million Muslims now live in Western Europe. All this week, NPR News has been examining how the terrorist attacks have influenced immigration policy in the United States. Today, we move across the Atlantic to the Netherlands. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports that in this country, for centuries a beacon of tolerance, a frank discussion is now underway.
Over the last several decades, Dutch society has been shaped by the liberal counterculture. A distinct aroma permeates this narrow Amsterdam street where small shops openly sell small bags of marijuana. A few blocks away is the notorious red light district where prostitutes ply their trade in legal brothels. The Netherlands broke yet new ground last year when it became the first country in the world to recognize full marriage rights for homosexuals and adopted a law decriminalizing euthanasia. And with its myriad exotic Asian, Middle Eastern, and African restaurants, the Netherlands prides itself on being Europe's multicultural poster child. But 9/11 has raised the sensitive issue of immigrants' integration in Dutch society.
It was a shock that tolerance in the Netherlands was less than we all thought it to be.
Hans Wansik is a political commentator for De Volkskrant, a leading Dutch daily. He says a poll conducted among immigrants here showed that many Muslims expressed sympathy for the terror attacks. In response, the left-of-center Volkskrant carried out a poll among Dutch citizens that showed that more than 60% believe Muslim immigrants who support the attacks should be expelled.
It represents an attitude in the Dutch population that minorities no longer are victims and that they should be responsible for their attitudes and behavior.
Before September 11th, it was taboo for the media even to mention possible cultural or ethnic clashes in the Netherlands. But the country's veneer of political correctness has begun to crack. In the first few weeks after the attacks, there was a sharp rise in reported hate crimes against Muslims, graffiti sprayed on walls of mosques, and verbal abuse of women wearing headscarves. And now some Dutch people, like this Amsterdam taxi driver, feel less restrained in expressing their feelings about immigrants.
To be honest, many times when the Morocco guy is standing on the street for the taxi, especially in the night or in the evening, I don't stop, I drive on. Because we have a lot of robberies. 90% is always Morocco people.
The first public signs of a culture clash appeared last May. Prosecutors launched a criminal investigation after a Moroccan imam said on TV that homosexuality is a contagious disease. The cleric could face a year in jail. And Frank Van Beers, government spokesman for minority issues, says it was the reactions to 9/11 that shattered a long-cherished illusion.
We are like paradise. Everybody's living along together quite well. We have a perfect multicultural society. Well, that is not true. We must be very honest about it.
The government organized town hall meetings with immigrant groups throughout the country. Van Beer says what emerged was disturbing. Dutch and immigrant communities living side by side with little communication or mutual understanding. As a remedy, the government decided to require imams, who all come from the Islamic world, to take integration courses to help them learn, Van Beer says, how a Western secular society works.
They have an influence on what the people in the mosque think about rights for men and women. How do you think about homosexuals? Well, to function in the Netherlands, you must understand how we think about these subjects.
Amsterdam's Hagia Sophia Mosque is inside a former garage. Groups of men are milling about, wary of outsiders. But the director of the mosque is outgoing and articulate. Hachi Karacer was born in Turkey 38 years ago and has lived in the Netherlands since he was 19. He considers himself a Dutchman, but admits most Muslims in Europe feel marginalized and unwelcome. In the wake of the terror attacks, Hachi Karacer invited the local media to the mosque because, he says, the two communities must tear down the walls that separate them. He also organized debates within the Muslim community on the place of Islam in the Netherlands. He says Muslims must also accept the challenge of integration.
The Muslims have to think about their religion in terms of now, not in terms of Al-Azhar University in Cairo, to reinterpret their books in light of the time where they live.
But a major obstacle to the development of a European Islam could be the sudden rise in popularity of anti-immigration parties. The Livable Netherlands Party, which was on the political fringe before 9/11, has since surged in the polls and could play a key role in Dutch coalition politics. Party manager Kay van der Linden claims Muslim immigrants in particular have trouble assimilating into Dutch society.
They're probably one of the most difficult groups to integrate because they hold very true to their beliefs. And they refuse to accept our beliefs, and that causes a lot of problems.
Similar anti-immigration parties, now resorting to anti-terrorist slogans, are gaining strength throughout Europe. The one in Denmark came to power after the December election. In the aftermath of 9/11, Britain and Germany shelved plans to liberalize their immigration policies, and Italy drafted a bill to facilitate deportation of illegal immigrants. At the European Union level, the 15 member states closed ranks and agreed to restrictive measures in the name of security. Jan Niesen of the Immigration Policy Group in Brussels says Europeans still believe foreigners came as temporary guest workers and aren't willing to grasp that immigrants are here to stay. He says European immigration policies are driven purely by fear.
There is no clear design of what are the needs now in terms of labor force, and what are these needs within 10 years. Politicians are not looking further than around the corner and next week. So they say, well, maybe we need them economically, but society is not yet ready to receive them.
Yet the painful discussion underway in the Netherlands could lead to a broader debate among Europeans on whether they're willing to create multicultural societies, on whether a Turk or a Moroccan or an Egyptian can be recognized as a Dutchman, a German, an Italian. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Amsterdam.